everyone, and welcome to Admission Insight. This is Sharon Jarboe, host of this program, and I'm seated with Chandler Frazier-Pauls. Hi, Chan.
Hi, Sharon.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Everyone knows that at all schools, the holidays are such a festive time. But at Pennington, I think we've built some traditions that are really meaningful and worth sharing. One of them is our Homefront Holiday Party, where we serve the homeless, and I believe we've done so for
26 years, I believe. That was our 26th year this year, and it was a great success.
And how many families did we serve?
Over 400 is the number, I believe. So it was, you know, we were all there, and there were smiles, and everybody, you know, it was a spectacular day, as it usually is.
So you're right, it's spectacular. But there are other smaller ways that the holidays are honored and celebrated, and I always think of Miss O'Connell's sophomore English class, in which they tackle the This I Believe writing challenge.
Yes, and I was actually part of that, and I've experienced it. And we actually have Aaron O'Connell here to give a brief description before you hear more about it on today's podcast.
Hi, Chan. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Aaron.
Happy to be here.
Do you just want to give us a quick overview of the This I Believe kind of essays that you guys do in your class year to year?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the play Our Town, and we always seem to end the first semester reading the play, and it just seemed like a natural pairing with the NPR radio broadcast of This I Believe, which has an essay component paired with it. So each year when we read the play, we're reminded of really appreciating the little things in life, and I think it's meaningful to the kids. And it sort of sets the stage for them to think about their own lives and the things that they might appreciate and value. And this is a sophomore class. This is the perfect age for students to start to really find their voice and be able to put those beliefs and values into writing. So they follow the format that was created in the 1950s, where they have to tell a story that illustrates a belief and state that belief in full in one sentence. And I think they really enjoy it. It's a stress-free exercise right before the holidays. And I think some of them even find it relaxing to be able to write about themselves. And it's a sort of a magical day in the last few days before we head off to break, where they share their essays with one another.
So just as Aaron said that it's a relaxing exercise for our students to take part in, we're hoping that this is a relaxing episode for you to listen to. So why don't you grab your favorite latte, cup of tea, or hot chocolate, and sit down and listen to what our students believe in as told in their own voices.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the stiff to take. And everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and
This is 10th grade American Identities Honors for This I Believe.
My name is Eddie. Family to me is an idea, one that includes compassion, loyalty, and a strong, unbreaking bond between the people I love. This I Believe.
My name is Avani. I believe that gardening is a great way to strengthen family bonds.
My name is Ariana. I believe in protecting the environment.
My name is Gia. I believe in the importance of connecting with your ethnic roots.
My name is Kira. I believe that smiles are universal.
My name is Jenna. I believe family traditions, no matter how big or small, bring endless amounts of joy.
My name is Ronan. I believe that if you do the little things right, the big things will take care of themselves.
My name is Elliot. Being open to unexpected connections may be something magical. This I believe.
My name is Chris. I believe in cherishing Christmas traditions.
My name is Lucy, and I believe in seeing beauty everywhere.
My name is Miami, and I believe in accepting compliments.
My name is Kitty. I believe in not fitting in.
My name is Carrie, and I believe I'm the only one who can define myself.
I became vegan because I can't stand knowing I'm the cause of habitat destruction as well as an animal's unnecessary demise. I also started refusing plastics in as many forms as possible because each of these items negatively impacts our planet. The whales taught me to appreciate beauty and peace, but it is up to humans to maintain the world we have been bestowed. Every day, I see unnecessary waste in the forms of plastic littering our campus, and it pains me to know that each item can make its way into the home of the beautiful creatures I met. Though I am often criticized, I try to teach others how they can help save our beautiful world through my efforts to be an environmentally conscious citizen. I believe in protecting the environment because the pristine beauty of the world is too pure to be destroyed by humans through pollution and waste for their own ease of living.
I now look forward to learning more about my Filipino roots and immersing myself into my culture. I now taste and cook authentic Filipino dishes with my grandma. I go out with my aunts and uncles as much as I can to traditional masses. I participate in events where I get to know kids around my age and talk to them about their lifestyle. And I choose to ride in typical forms of transportation in the Philippines, such as jeepneys and tricycles rather than Ubers. I am still learning about my culture every time I visit, but something that I have learned is that I am proud to be Filipino. I am grateful I realize that my ethnic roots are mine, and it is up to me to discover them and let them become a part of me. The Philippines is my home, this I believe.
We ate voraciously, finished all the food, and conversed all night long. The experience of food not only satiated our cravings, but tightened our bonds as brothers. Although the food wasn't perfect, it contained the flavors of our childhood and the authentic taste of our family cuisine. My brother complimented my cooking and expressed his gratitude. I feel like all my hard work had paid off, knowing that my food has made the person I love happy. I believe good food unites the people around the table. I think that a great way to care for someone is to cook a meal. Living in a foreign country, I realized the best way to commemorate the culture I left behind is cooking its cuisine. In cooking, I preserve an aspect of my culture and carry on a piece of my family traditions. This I believe.
I come home, complete my schoolwork, eat dinner, and start getting ready for bed. While doing that last step, I wait. I wait for my father to call me to say goodnight and tell me that he loves me. I believe in phone calls. Phone calls taught me how to love from far away. They taught me how to stay connected through time zones and area codes. Calls keep my family connected and attached. Phone calls is how my grandma remembers us. Whether it's my brother calling from college or my father calling from work, I believe in phone calls.
The action of watching the soccer game on TV and playing soccer outside spoke for itself, only to reveal the language of sports, whether I was speaking it or not. I'll forever remember the way sports, specifically soccer, sparked an everlasting bond between my host family and I, who I am still in contact with to this day. Sports can unite two people, a community, a country, a world, simply by watching with your family or playing with your team. Sports are a universal language. This I believe.
I can learn to love everything. Not only love the shining sun, but also the gloomy clouds on a cold, rainy day. This way, when things get a little bit tougher, it can be easier to see the positive side of the situation. Seeing beauty in everything and everywhere can open doors that have been previously blocked. I learned this from my dad, from artists I admire, and it's what I try to put into my art each time I strike the canvas. Seeing beauty everywhere, this I believe.
I am Max, and I believe in protecting the good old days.
I'm Lorenzo, and I believe that by losing a loved one, new meaning is harvested from a family tradition.
I'm Billy. I believe in cooking food for the people I love.
I'm Akshay, and I believe that a person cannot be at their full potential without awareness of their angels and demons.
I'm Vicky, and I believe in the value from learning from one another, especially from family members who are willing to lecture their best lessons for me.
I'm Ruby, and I believe in self-expression.
I'm Chloe, and I believe that letting myself get caught up in perfection is only a recipe for disaster.
I'm Daisy, and I believe that a push in the right direction is sometimes all it takes.
I'm Avery, and I believe in taking creative risks.
I'm Jules, and I believe in the understanding that not everyone is open to letting their kids go.
I'm Bryn, and I believe sports are a universal language.
I'm Lauren, and I believe in phone calls.
Hi, this is Bill Hawkey, headmaster at the Pennington School. I believe in communities that value kindness, humility, and inclusion, where all students feel they have a voice. and I'd like to wish all of you a very happy holiday.